When he put the missiles in Cuba, they were supporting him, even if it meant war. We didn't know for having that Trades Council over it, you know. There they were. We could have got a nuclear war within an hour, quite easily. And yet they were on their feet. But Dan Kelly was probably the best speaker in the Communist Party in those days. He's not there now. Up on their feet, that Russia will not withdraw unless America withdraws her bases from Greece. And they argued that they were to support Russia. That night, I went to town that night. We had a real battle that night, and Khrushchev did withdraw. And a damn good job, too. But there they were supporting Khrushchev in everything he said and did. And then when he made that row in Paris and was talking in the streets in Paris, they were with Khrushchev all the way through. Then when Khrushchev's moved, there's no more Khrushchev. And that speech that he made against Stalin, the Russian people have never seen it yet. The average party member in Britain knows nothing about what it's saying. It's a terrible document. Terrible document. It means the killing of thousands. For instance, the 17th Party Congress. It gave you the number of delegates who were there, and the majority were executed later on. And yet, and that's, I read Stalin's speech at that Congress. He said that all our problems are solved, and there's no need for any more action to be taken, and everything was nice and peaceful. To that Congress, I think the most of them were there who listened and applauded that, found that there was more action necessary, apparently, from the point of view of Stalin. So the Communist Party have been kept in the dark, the Communist Party members, on everything that's vital.